The Czech government this week adopted a package of measures aimed at countering one of the country's biggest business problems, corruption. The three-pronged attack will allow the use of undercover police agents, offer protection against prosecution for key witnesses, and introduce screening of those making decisions about major public tenders. Reports now say the government also wants tax changes to make it more difficult for private firms to establish slush funds for paying bribes. The package looks like facing a fierce battle to get through Parliament before elections in May.
The Czech Statistical Office has unveiled the extent of the prices revolution that occurred in the country over the last year, at least at factory and farm gates. Agricultural producer prices collapsed by around a quarter in 2009, while goods left factories on average around 3.1% cheaper than a year earlier. The latter is a record decline since figures started to be compiled in 1991, but prices paid by shoppers and other purchasers were still on average 1% higher in 2009 compared with 2008.
Czech car makers boosted production to a new record in 2009, bucking the crisis in the industry worldwide. Output increased by 2.85% compared with 2008 to just over 975,000 cars, according to figures released by the Association of Automotive Industries. The main factor was a full year of production by the Hyundai plant in the east of the country, which launched at the end of 2008. The joint venture plant between Peugeot Citroën and Toyota also upped output by 8,200 cars last year. But the country's largest producer, Škoda Auto, saw production slip by 84,000 units to just short of 520,000, with some manufacturing shifted to factories abroad.
The country's biggest clothes maker is fighting for its survival. Orpea Prosojov demanded protection from its creditors last week and has announced the closure of a third of its 100 outlets in the country and neighbouring Slovakia. Workers are also on a four-day week. The company's main problem is that it owes around 1.2 billion crowns to banks. That sum is equal to its annual revenues. The crisis manager in charge at the company is hoping that the current uncertainty will not scare off orders for spring collections.
One of the hottest issues in the Czech energy sector at the moment is the future of Prague's heat and power company, Pražská teplárenská. Czech electricity giant ČEZ agreed to buy a 48.7% stake in the business last year, but it is still waiting for clearance from Brussels. Originally, rumours were rife that ČEZ was set to sell on the stake to the country's biggest heating company, Dalkia. Now, though, ČEZ says it wants to keep its stake. But the plot appears to have thickened, with the boss of mining company Czech Coal now reported to be in talks with Prague City Council over a last-minute bid to snatch the heating company stake away from ČEZ.